Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records number 1280, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this week's show, we'll try to get along, do some knocking, get back to nature, reinvent the wheel, and have another episode of One Thing in Common. But first, a quick correction to last week's show. The Chiclet Orchestra's recording of Dear One was a Nathan Glantz pseudonym, and not Harry Reaser, but it was Harry Reaser on banjo. And just a note, the Society Nightclub Orchestra playing Two Hearts was a Bob Herring outfit. At the heart of the 1893 World's Fair in Chicago was the original Ferris Wheel, a monumental engineering feat and captivating spectacle. It towered 264 feet above the fairgrounds. Far more than an ordinary amusement ride, the Ferris Wheel was designed by George Washington Gale Ferris, Jr., a structural engineer. It featured 36 cars, each holding 60 passengers, and the total weight of the moving parts and occupants was 1,191 tons. Each 50-cent ride consisted of a single revolution with six stops for loading, followed by a 9-minute non-stop spin for a total ride of about 20 minutes. The Ferris wheel opened on June 21, 1893, and operated flawlessly until the fair's end on November 6th. During that time, there were 1,453,611 paid admissions, and it was a huge financial success with a net profit for the company of $395,000. Following the fair, however, it met with a string of financial issues. It was disassembled and moved to North Clark Street, where it operated from 1895 to 1903. It was then sold and rebuilt in St. Louis, Missouri for the 1904 World's Fair. And finally, in May of 1906, a demolition company used 200 pounds of dynamite to bring down the wheel, and its remnants were sold for scrap metal. So to commemorate George Ferris's wheel, yeah, you're way ahead of me. Here are some rapidly rotating records about wheels.
While you're up on the Ferris wheel, maybe a kiss you will try to steal. You'll be in paradise for two when you go up, down on the Ferris wheel.
alone. I said I'd take a little trip and I would have some fun. Been coming now for 20 years and still I'm on the run. I'm a freewheeling hobo, as proud as any Turk. Forward don't ever bother me, I never bother work. I've been up north, I've been down east, I've been out to the west. When winter comes, sneaking in, the south is always best. I'm a freewheeling hobo, I blew in Denver town. But there I met an old old maid, her name it was Miss Brown. She took me to her kitchen and she treated me so kind. She had me in with an ocean boys a running all the time.
Britt and Ford. That would be Elton Britt and Ezra Ford with Freewheelin' Hobo from Mellotone 13293, June 20th, 1934. Elton Britt was actually James Elton Baker, nicknamed Cute. In 1930, at age 17, he was discovered in Arkansas by Glenn Rice, the Los Angeles-based creator and frontman of the Beverly Hillbillies. No, not those Beverly Hillbillies. The country group, popular on radio in the 1930s, and who recorded over 40 sides between 1930 and 1946. Before that, Art Shaw and his new music with Freewheeling, recorded September 17, 1937. Not so much a vocal, the bit of scatting was by Leo Watson, and the label of Vocalion 4198 even puts a question mark after the vocal credit. It's slightly past our 1940 porous boundary, but how could I not start this Ferris Wheel segment with The Ferris Wheel, written by Fred Stryker. It was also recorded by Russ Morgan, but we heard Alvino Ray and his orchestra with a vocal by Skeets Herfert, reed man in the band. Skeets was born in 1911 in Cincinnati as Arthur Realmsmond Herfert. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Here, for no particular reason and without comment, is a segment on getting along. Thank you.
Hotty, hotty, hotty. If you want to be eyebrow. You gotta hold the hole. You gotta hide the
hide.
You gotta eat the heat to get along with me. I'm gonna do you wrong until you learn my song. You gotta kick that gong to get along with me. A hoity, hoity, hoity. Everybody does it now. A hotty, hotty, hotty.
Hotty, hotty, hotty.
If you want to be highbrow, you got to ho, de ho.
Ho, de ho.
You got to high, de high.
High, de high.
You got to heat, de heat to get along with me.
On wrong, mama treated me wrong. The low down women, mama treated your folks on wrong. The low down women, mama treated your folks on wrong. And there's no way for him to get along. They treated me like my poor heart was made of a rock of stone. Mama made of a rock of stone. Treated me like my poor heart was made of a rock of stone. Treated me like my poor heart was made of a rock of stone. And there's no way for me to get alone. You know that was enough, mama, to make your son wish he's dead and gone. Mama wished I was dead and gone. That is enough, make your son, mama, wish he's dead and gone. That is enough, make your son, mama, wish he's dead and gone. Cause there's no way for him to get along. It's heard on the roadside. I cried alone, all by myself. I cried alone by myself. I stood on the roadside and cried alone by myself. I stood on the roadside and cried alone by myself. And there's no way for me to get alone. I was wanting some train to come along. and take me away from here. Friend, take me away from here. Some train come along and take me away from here. And that mean away me and get along.
Soft rain falls and drip from leaves, then I recall the thrill of being sheltered in your arms. Of course I do, but I get along without you very well. I've forgotten just like I should. Of course I have, except to hear your name or someone's laugh that is the same. But I've forgotten you just like I should. What a guy, what a fool am I, to think my breaking heart could kid the moon. What's in store? Should I fall once more? No, it's best that I stick to my tune. I get along without you very well, of course I do. Except perhaps in spring, but I should never think of spring, for that would surely break my heart in two.
Lou Stone and his band with the vocal by Sam Brown, and I Get Along Without You Very Well, written by Hoagy Carmichael. Decca F-7171 was recorded in London on August 15, 1939. Before that, Robert Wilkins with his composition, That's No Way to Get Along. That's from Brunswick 7125, recorded September 23, 1929. Country blues guitarist and vocalist Robert Timothy Wilkins was born January 16, 1896, in Hernando, Mississippi. In the 1920s, he performed in North Mississippi and Memphis, Tennessee, and in 1927 was heard on a Memphis radio station. Between 1928 and 1936, he made a number of records for Victor and Brunswick, but in 1936, after witnessing a murder at a venue where he was performing, he quit playing blues and joined the church, becoming ordained in 1950. He was rediscovered in 1964 and made a number of recordings and appearances at festivals before his death on May 26, 1987 in Memphis. We started that Get Along set with the King of Heidi Ho, Cab Calloway. You Got a Hoady Ho was written by Brown and Robinson, although I couldn't find first names for them. That recording is from Brunswick 1643, made June 9, 1932. It's also heard in the 1933 live-action animated Betty Boop short, The Old Man of the Mountain. Cab Calloway and his orchestra play it and a bit of Minnie the Moocher in the film, and Calloway voices all of the characters except for Betty, voiced by Bonnie Poe, with Mae Questel doing the singing. On last week's show, we heard from the Five Omega Collegians. Well, here they are again to introduce a knocking segment.
Who's that? Knock, knock, knocking. Who's that knocking at my
Catherine,
don't you know me?
You can't fool me, man. I know you ain't Bill, cause he don't knock.
Now who's there knocking at my door? Who's there? I would like to know. Keep on the knocking with so much zeal. If your name ain't Bill, then you can't come in.
Who's there?
Getting mighty bold. Who's there? Peeping through the hole. I know it ain't my fault, for I open that door. I've got to know who's there.
But you can't come in. Keep a knocking, but you can't come in. Keep a knocking, but you can't come in. Come back tomorrow night and try again.
Jordan and his Timpani Five from their very first recording session, March 29, 1939, with Keep a Knockin'. This Keep a Knockin' was composed by Mayo Williams and or Perry Bradford, with lyrics by Bert Mays, and is not to be confused with the 1895 Keep a Knockin', written by Michael E. Rourke and Frank Palma. Not only does the label of Decca 7609 not print the subtitle, But You Can't Come In, but Jordan's first name is misspelled as Louie, L-O-U-I-E, instead of Louie, L-O-U-I-S. Before Keep a Knockin' was Pete Hampton with Who's There Knocking at My Door, written by Chris Smith and Harry Brown. That was recorded in London in 1906 and was issued on the British Neophone label, number 17157. The Neophone Disc Phonograph Company was launched in 1903 by Dr. William Michaelis and his brother Alfred, who had both been managers of the Gramophone Company in Italy. The discs were single-sided and, rather than being conventionally pressed, were manufactured by laminating three or more layers of enamel mixed with boric acid to pasteboard. They were the first vertical cut records sold in Britain. In 1905, the company claimed to be producing 6,000 discs a day, but Neophone records are extremely rare. The labels are colorful and elaborate, but often don't detail what's on the record. Neophone was sold in July of 1907 to the General Phonograph Company, but the following spring, both companies were liquidated. Pete George Hampton was born in Bowling Green, Kentucky, August 7, 1871, to Ambrose Hampton and Lou Ann Jones. He worked as a banjo and harmonica player, comedian and singer in companies including L.G. Field's Darkest America, Mahara's Minstrels, and Isham's Octoroons. He joined Burt Williams' troupe, performing in Indahomey on Broadway in 1903, and in London the following year. Hampton then formed a quartet with Fred Douglas, Will Garland, and his future wife, Laura Bowman, called the Darktown Entertainers, which toured across Britain and Europe for the next 12 years. He also recorded dozens of minstrel songs as well as his own compositions, including his most successful tune, Lindy Lindy, Sweet as Sugar Cane. Hampton purchased a house in England in 1910, but with the outbreak of World War I, was forced to return to the U.S. He developed stomach cancer and died March 13, 1916, in New York City. We started that Knock Knock set with the Five Omega Collegians with Who's That Knocking at My Door, written by Seymour Simons. That's from Edison Bell Winner 78, number 4813, recorded in London in January of 1928. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. This and all of our previous shows are also available 24/7, on demand, anytime at all, online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, we spotlighted Domenico Savino, who wrote many of his compositions under the name D. Onivas, Savino spelled backwards. Listeners of a certain age will remember a product created in the 1930s called Saratan. It was a laxative, politely referred to on the package as an aid to elimination. Purchasers were advised to read it backwards. And Saratan, spelled backwards, is nature's. And yep, here's a set of rapidly rotating records about nature.
Daisy was just crazy about automobiles. She'd miss all her meals to ride in a car. The boys would take her riding and then they'd bring her home, but never again. Daisy wasn't crazy, she might have looked shy, but she was no fool, never fear. Whenever she'd go out in someone's runabout, she'd always say, now listen, dear, you can hold my hand, yes, and understand, you can drive me anywhere and I won't care. I'll sit close to you, let you squeeze me too, because I'm always willing for anything that's thrilling. You can steal a kiss, one I'll never miss. I may even give you two or three or four, but don't take advantage of my good nature, 'cause I got out and walked before. Daisy wasn't lazy, but her one delight was riding each night in some fellow's car. She'd flirt, he'd stop, then she'd get aboard. She'd even flirt to ride in a Ford. But Daisy learned her lesson, 'cause many a time she had to walk many a mile. So when she'd sit beside some fellow for a ride, she'd always warn him with a smile. You can hold me tight, that will be all right, just as long as you keep one hand on the wheel. If you're a real nice chap, I'll sit on your lap, 'cause far away from glances, I don't mind taking chances. You can go quite far, I mean with your car. You needn't bring me home till three or four, but please don't take advantage of my good nature, 'cause my poor feet are awfully sore. You can drive me fast, I'll stick to the last. You can even hit a tree and I won't care. Drive me through the park, I don't mind the dark. It never makes me frantic, a park makes me romantic. You can tell me lies, rave about my eyes. You can hug me till we get back to my door. But please don't take advantage of my good nature, for that would make my hubby sore.
Don't say a word, but listen to the bluebird and leave the rest to nature. Let the breeze that whispers overhead say the things you had to leave unsaid. Don't even sigh, but sit there in the twilight and leave the rest to nature. Let the nightingale sing for you, its song will plead your cause, and you'll find it will win for you another step to when she's yours. And at last, when she's about to fall, don't rush in, for that will end it all. Just hold her tight, await a spot of moonlight, and leave the rest to nature. Thank you.
Billy Cotton and his band with the vocal by Cyril Grantham on Leave the Rest to Nature. Columbia CB-333 was recorded in London on July 10, 1931. Leave the Rest to Nature was written by Val Valentine and Arthur Young. We started off with Fred Whitehouse and Don't Take Advantage of My Good Nature. James V. Monaco wrote the music and Howard Emmett Rogers the words, and the sheet music describes it as the Great Automobile Song. Columbia A2835 was recorded October 27, 1919. Fred Whitehouse made a few other recordings and wrote at least a couple of songs, so you'll be hearing more from Fred in an upcoming show. We've featured bird imitators a few times on the show, including Joe Belmont, known as the Human Bird, and Margaret McKee, but in between those two records, we heard perhaps the greatest bird imitator of them all, Charles Kellogg, providing the bird voices backed by the Victor Orchestra, conducted by Walter B. Rogers, playing Narcissus, composed by Ethelbert Woodbridge Nevin. Victor 45085 was recorded February 16, 1916. Charles Kellogg was born October 2, 1868 in Spanish Ranch, California, a mountain settlement in the Sierra Nevada. His father ran a store selling provisions to the area's gold prospectors, and his mother left the family when he was three. Fascinated by insects and birds, around age six, Kellogg began experimenting, imitating birds. He was sent to Syracuse, New York, to live with his mother's relatives, and shortly after graduating from Syracuse University, where he sang in the choir, he began public performances of his bird imitations. He became a naturalist and traveled the country with stage shows of his knowledge and abilities. In 1910, the Call newspaper in San Francisco ran a full-page article titled The Man Who Sings with Birds in Their Own Language. Over the next several years, he played the Orpheum and B.F. Keith vaudeville circuits, recorded for Victor, and was heard on radio promoting his hypothesis that house fires could be extinguished by sound waves.
That's silly!
In 1917, with help from axemen from the Pacific Lumber Company, Kellogg took a 22-foot-long, 11-foot-diameter redwood log and carved its interior into living quarters with a bedroom, kitchenette, and bathroom. He mounted it on the chassis of a Nash Quad four-wheel drive truck and christened it the Travel Log.
That's silly!
He drove it across the country, campaigning for the protection of California's redwood forests. The vehicle, its maximum speed just 18 miles per hour, is currently on display in the visitor center at Humboldt Redwood State Park. Charles Kellogg died of a heart attack on September 3, 1949. It's time once again for another episode of One Thing in Common. That's where we play a set of rapidly rotating records which seemingly have nothing whatsoever to do with each other, yet have one thing in common. For regular listeners to the show, this one should be pretty easy. Just listen.
Listen closely now.
Early to bed, early to rise, that's what I must do. I'm gonna head straight for the bed when my supper's through. So when the dew starts falling, I'll be in the hay. And when the birdies start calling, I'll be on my merry way. Can't you picture me back in a little white shack away down east in Maine, where a little white light will be burning each night till I wander back home again? How my heart will just dream by the little mill stream at the end of every day. In the evening by the moonlight, I love to stray. Can't you picture my smile all the while surrounded by sunshine? Just imagine my folks when they see me coming their way. Say, I'll be
back in my grip for a wonderful trip on an old New England train. Cause it's just as nice as paradise away down east in Maine. Peter, Peter, pumpkin eater, me, oh my, if it ever comes to eating pumpkin pie. Peter, pumpkin never had a thing on me, I eat pie in any old key. Wait till my train gets in Maine once again, wait till they see me there. Fritters and corn, hot corn, every morn, they're on the bill of fare. Say, my heart will be led to that little homestead, even though it's mighty plain. But a brand new roof and a coat of paint will make it look like what it ain't. I mean that homestead old and quaint, away down east in Maine. In my grip for a wonderful trip on an old New England train. Cause it's just as nice as paradise away down east in
Thought there'd come a day when men would roam the air. Like great big eagles in the sky, they'd fly here and there. When Lindy flew from west to east, we know he stood the test. And you can bet we won't forget the three men who flew west. Fitzmaurice, Van Hunfeld, and Cole. We're awfully glad that you have reached your goal. While you were flying across the angry foam, we were all praying, just like your own back home. Fitzmaurice, Van Hunfeld, and Cole. Three more names for history's honor roll. What a plucky thing to do, and our hats are off to you. Fitzmaurice, Van Hunfeld, and Cole. Not a thing too good for you, brave birdmen of the sky. We know that there are very few who would dare to die. It's men like you that lead the way, you sturdy pioneers. You've won your fame, we praise your name, we welcome you with cheers. Fitzmaurice, Van Hunfeld, and Cole. We're awfully glad that you have reached your goal. While you were flying across the angry foam, we were all praying, just like your own back home. Fitzmaurice, Van Hunfeld, and Cole. Three more names for history's honor roll. What a plucky thing to do, and our hats are off to you. Fitzmaurice, Van Hunfeld, and Cole. Fitzmaurice, Van Hunfeld, and Cole. Awfully glad that you have reached your goal. While you were flying across the angry foam, we were all praying, just like your own back home. Fitzmaurice, Van Hunfeld, and Cole. Three more names for history's honor roll. It was good old German pluck and an Irishman for luck. Fitzmaurice, Van Hunfeld, and Cole.
I'm weary and dreary, I'm tired as can be, of places and faces I don't want to see. But I've made up my mind to leave it all behind. This one place keeps on calling me. I'm on my way to Maryland. In Maryland I will stay. There's someone down who's heart and hand lead the way. With every mile, a sunny smile will bring back joys that we once knew. I'm on my way to Maryland, where fairyland dreams come true. With every mile, her sunny smile will bring back joys that we once knew. I'm on my way to Maryland, where fairyland dreams come true. I'm happy, so happy, no more I'll be blue. Get ready, your wedding is due. When I reach Maryland, I'll win my Mary's hand. That's why I am telling you, I'm on my way to Maryland. In Maryland I will stay. There's someone down in Maryland whose heart and hand leads the way. With every mile, a sunny smile will bring back joys that we once knew. I'm on my way to Maryland, where fairyland dreams come true.
Charles Dixon, D-I-C-K-S-O-N, with I'm on my way to Maryland. Excuse me, Maryland. The label of Oriole 543, recorded December 12, 1925, credits the song to Raymond and Wesley, but I could find nothing at all about Raymond and or Wesley. Before that, Tom Edwards singing about Fitzmaurice, von Hoenfeld, and Cole on Columbia 1354-D from April 16, 1928. You might know that the first people to fly nonstop across the Atlantic were Captain John Alcock and Lieutenant Arthur Witten Brown in June of 1919. They flew their Vickers biplane 1,890 miles from Newfoundland to Ireland. And most everyone knows about Charles Lindbergh's solo transatlantic flight from New York to Paris in May of 1927. But until you heard this record, you may not have known, I'll admit I didn't, that Hermann Kohl, Baron Gunther von Hoenfeld, and James Fitzmaurice piloted the first westward transatlantic flight from Baldonnel Airdrome in Dublin, Ireland, to Greenlee Island, Quebec. They did so April 12th and 13th, 1928, in the Bremen, a Junkers W-33 monoplane. Their feat was memorialized in the song Fitzmaurice von Hoenfeld and Kohl, written by Gene Herbert and Al Koppel. It was recorded on April 16th, just 3 days after they landed, by Tom Edwards on Columbia 1354-D. We started the set with Billy Clark and his December 1922 recording on Regal 9428 of Away Down in Maine, written by Walter Donaldson. So, what do those three records have in common? Well, if you listened closely, all three of those vocalists sounded alike. And that's because they were all the same person, our old friend Irving Kaufman, under three different pseudonyms. Thanks to listener Craig in Connecticut for the suggestion, and thanks to you for playing One Thing in Common. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. If you had half as much fun as I did, then I had twice as much fun as you. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.